This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 4th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got so much news and information to cover today. What is happening in the world? I was just looking before the broadcast come on RT.com, and Israel is saying it needs to invade a village over in Syria for humanitarian reasons, because we're supposed to believe because they care so much, I guess. We may get into that story later, but we got a lot to cover ahead of that. Some of what's going to be happening in the next 2 hours, we'll hold phone calls to sometime the second hour. I've got a video I'm going to play here in just a little bit, not at the moment, but here in a little bit. Some truth got out on Rush Limbaugh's show this week. I was driving down the road. I about fell out of my truck. I couldn't believe it. I find this fascinating when this type of truth gets out. We will get to that here shortly. It's a short clip. Also, this is about a week and a half old news, but I've not heard anyone report on this. Newsweek magazine ran the story, and then the Richmond Times ran the story, saying that they had viewed the autopsy results of Heather Heyer, and she was killed by blunt force trauma to the chest. Now, again, I've not heard any other broadcast discussing this, and as you know, we reported, I don't know, a month or so ago, and played the clip where her mother was at the scene saying she died of a heart attack. Now, blunt force trauma to the chest, you know, the bumper of these cars are very, very low. I mean, if you walk up to a Dodge Challenger, I don't know, where would the front bumper hit you? Maybe if you're 6 foot tall, maybe at the belt buckle or below. So, you know, hitting blunt force trauma to the chest. What, was she on her knees? So, you know, I personally don't think the car hit her because I can't find her in the videos. But anyway, this was the first I had seen of this. Haven't heard it reported anywhere else, but according to Newsweek magazine, Richmond Times, the autopsy results is going to say blunt force trauma to the chest. So I wanted to throw that out there. The other thing, last week, Shelbyville, looks like it was a good turnout. All reports, it was conducted properly. And we've got the report, the preliminary report on the event in Charlottesville, and I'm going to lead off with that here shortly, because the Charlottesville Police Department and local government handled everything incorrectly. But Shelbyville was a different story. But I wanted to make mention, I heard Dr. Patrick Slattery at least attempt to get into this earlier in the week. The Shelbyville event has come under quite a critique from Andrew Anglin, and who, whether you like him or hate him or whatever, he is probably without doubt the most prominent website of the alt-right, and has really made a difference in the youth. but he is pushing for these events to – he wants everyone to dress the same, kind of like the Nordic Front and some of what the groups in Europe is doing. He is critique. He doesn't like the, he thinks it's bad optics and that this works to not persuade people to join this cause because there's patches that they don't understand and groups are kind of splintered in various factions. And I thought it was an interesting perspective. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it was an interesting perspective because when you do see the pictures of these rallies, and I'm not saying don't do the rallies or anything, I'm just discussing this critique because I thought it was interesting. Does the optics of it lend for normies to say, hey, I want to be part of that. That looks good. I want to join it. he may have some... He may have some merit to his critique. I'm for everyone coming together. I'm not for splintering or disagreeing or infighting or any of that. But I think that at some point that is a relevant question that's going to have to be discussed moving forward. And so something else, Daily Stormer again taken down this week, the new website. It was dailystormer.ai. Now it's dailystormer.ws. Another story that's never discussed is the plight of the Daily Stormer, which we have discussed here in detail. Also, this is supposed to kick off the Antifa riots nationwide today. And I had a message earlier this morning that they had taken out a full page ad in the New York Times, promoting this November 4th event. So I believe that it was a full-page ad in yesterday's New York Times promoting today's event. So we'll have to see how that unfolds. So far, I've not seen anything. It's maybe a little early on this broadcast because, you know, out west it's still much earlier. So we'll have to see how the day unfolds. Hopefully they go out and just tear the heck out of these cities and show themselves to be exactly what they are. The Mandalay Las Vegas massacre is the gift that just keeps on giving. I mean, it just gets stranger as we go. If you're into studying that event and uncovering information and videos, Rents.com has got it. He's covering it very well. It is. I'm not there. You know, when you're not there and you got all this misinformation, disinformation, it's hard sometimes to know exactly where the truth lies, but it is a strange story and keeps getting stranger. Also, New York City was enjoying cultural enrichment earlier this week with the driver that ran down the bicycle path. Now, what I found odd about that story was they said he ran down 17 blocks running people over on bicycles. And so far, the only video that has emerged, and this is in New York City, has been after he exited the Home Depot truck and was running around with supposedly a BB gun and a paintball gun. So, and of course, he was brought in under Chuck Schumer's diversity lottery program, where actually our country is so hell-bent on destroying its native population that we go out and seek these people, and he had brought not only himself, but he'd brought 23 of his family members here to suck off the welfare teat and for white America to foot the bill for God only knows. Can you imagine 23 people from Uzbekistan brought here that hates our country just to live off the milk and honey? While the taxpayer base funds its own destruction. You want to talk about something that should piss you off. The fact that this bunch of sellout traitor bought and paid for, mostly career politicians in Washington, D.C., go up there and vote to enact programs like this that can... We're not short on diversity in this country. They've done one heck of a job making sure that this is a diverse country. There's no need to waste millions and perhaps billions. Who knows? I'm sure it's billions. Dragging low IQ brown people here for the sole purpose of destroying America. How about the people that was killed up there? Now, Chuck Schumer and everyone that voted for this insanity should be an accessory before the fact for putting any kind of legislation in place that is this ridiculous and stupid. But this is the world in which we live in, and, you know, they're continuing this ridiculous conspiracy, and Senator Burr from North Carolina is Right, the Republican Party doesn't have sense enough to be in control of the House and the Senate and the executive branch, and they have proven it yet once again by going along with this. And it was still on the evening news last night. I mean, they're concerned about supposed ads placed on Facebook by supposed Russians, like this somehow is, you know, going to have some kind of massive sway on an election when all we do is meddle in other countries' elections. I mean, go back and look at the plight of Mossadegh, 1952 and 3 Iran. I mean, American people don't know about this, but certainly they do. They know their own history. I mean, all we do is meddle in elections. It is just unbelievable. The sheer hypocrisy of what we put up with from our very own government, which obviously is our very worst enemy, is our sellout traitor government. But let's get started with a little bit of the news now. This came in from the Daily Stormer, but he's quoting a WVIR report. A preliminary action report is blaming Charlottesville for the civil unrest that occurred in the city on August 12th. The preliminary report was presented to the governor's Civil Unrest Task Force in Richmond Thursday, October 26th. The task force is comprised of first responders from around Virginia, elected officials, but no one from Charlottesville. According to the report, city leaders did not take recommendations ahead of white activist Jason Kessler's Unite the Right rally. Additionally, the report said Charlottesville had an inadequate permit process. The city was taken to court after it tried to make changes to Kessler's permit just a few days before the rally. International Chiefs of Police Director Jim W. Baker says, "We're seeing a new era of protests that involve weapons, shields, and a desire to cause harm." He said Charlottesville leaders knew this before protesters and counter-protesters clashed in and around Emancipation Park. Baker said the park was too small, noting the authorities tried to have it moved to McIntyre Park, and the city was warned about extreme violence, including the potential for a car attack. Wow. Police have charged James Alex Fields with second-degree murder, hit and run, and multiple counts of malicious wounding after he apparently drove into a crowd. Police have, Charlottesville is withholding important planning documents and information to the state. However, the Commonwealth is not sharing some of the information with the city. Officials are trying to resolve this, which could change some of the conclusions within the report. So it sounds like the city is trying to cover up the disaster that they created, and of course then they tried to foster all the blame onto the alt-right. But anyone that takes just a rudimentary look into this situation quickly can discern that the city officials done everything within their power to create this exact result. So, you know, they're going to try to cover up, and we've already seen them just lie through their teeth left and right. And, of course, with the complicit Jewish-controlled media to boot. But I don't know that they can keep the lid on this. So the report acknowledges that the city of Charlottesville was responsible for the violence due to the messing with the permit and the handling of the situation incorrectly. The city of Charlottesville, led by Mayor Michael Siner and Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy, not to mention national politicians and the entire media complex, have continually blamed the right for the violence, even while everything that happened can be proven and is on video. And as we know, you know, they had the permit. The city was obligated to protect them. The state sent in probably thousands of extra police and National Guard. Before the rally even started, our guys were forced out of Lee Park into crowds of Antifa and Black Lives Matter that the police knew were violent and armed. After forcing us into that, the police stood down, allowing violence to rage on the streets for hours. So that is actually what happened, and we'll keep updating as information comes out, and we'll certainly be updating as these political prisoners' days come in court, and we we hopefully are going to have some people on the ground there during the court dates that can report in on Saturday and keep us updated with what's happening. I gave out all the information 2 weeks ago. I mailed postcards to our political prisoners, and you know, it's up to us to keep their memory alive and keep the story alive and keep people aware of what is transpiring in Charlottesville with these young men. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this one, but it sure is interesting. I've been looking at some of the JFK information that's been released, and of course, everyone probably listening to this broadcast knows that, you know, Jack Ruby's real name was Jacob Rubenstein, and he was a communist member. But a lot of this information is in these new releases, but probably, and Zero Hedge has done a great job covering the story, but probably one of the most interesting is a report where the Surgeon General's report on the assassination stated the first bullet entered the president's throat below the Adam's apple, clearly showing that two persons were involved, with the first shot being fired from the bridge across the parkway in front of the car. To further substantiate this, Polito said there was a bullet hole in the windshield of the president's car. Now, this is some of the information that has come to light with the release of the documents here 25 years later, after they passed this legislation in 1992, to have all this information publicly released in 25 years. And why Trump didn't just release it and gave them more time to redact. After 25 years, I would have said you've had 25 years. We're releasing it for better or for worse. We're moving past this. But, of course, the CIA and FBI, they're still holding some of the documents and have 6 months to redact them. But if you're interested in that story, and I'm just giving you a brief account of it, it's on Zero Hedge. But, again, in these released information, the Surgeon General's report stated clearly showing that two people were involved, the first shot being fired from the bridge across the parkway, and a shot to the Adam's apple, which of course would have been Oswald was from behind him and above. This would have been obviously from the front, which anyone that's seen the Zapruder film knows what information you gather once you watch that, and the whole government's version of events collapses. So you can, and we may spend more time on that sometime in the future, because actually the windshield of the car is an interesting story, how it's been changed and rearranged. And but obviously we're not really breaking any substantial new ground here, because we all know that the government's version of JFK's assassination is totally bogus, and it's been well established several of the reasons that JFK was assassinated. And you know, when your government is controlled to the point by a entity that feels comfortable and confident enough to assassinate the president in broad daylight, and then use its media to cover that up and keep this lone gunman Oswald narrative alive, really, I guess, you know, you could say to this day, 55, coming up on 55 years ago. But interesting story, and at some point we may spend more time on that. We're going to be coming up on the break. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip that aired November 1st on the Rush Limbaugh Show. And I'm not a fan of the Rush Limbaugh Show. I don't listen to the Rush Limbaugh Show that often. Occasionally I do catch it. But we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I've got a clip I'm going to play. This is from Rush Limbaugh on November 1st, which I believe was Wednesday. And, you know, I hats off to those of you, and we know people that successfully do this, that call into these shows and get some truth out. I've tried many times, never had any success, Rush Limbaugh or Sean the Pawn Hannity. But here, the subject that cannot be discussed, the subject that must be censored. You know, so many times they say it's free for all Friday or whatever. You can call in and say whatever you want to. This is what cannot be said. This is the dirty little secret that must be censored. And hats off, Scott in Massachusetts, if by any chance you would happen to be listening, hats off to you for being able to have the guts and the ability to get this aired on the Rush Limbaugh Show. Let's play the clip, Sam, if we would, if you would. It's about 2 minutes.
Okay, I want to head to the phones, as promised, and we start with Scott in Worcester, Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the EIB network. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Limbaugh. Muslims are being horribly maligned and slandered by American media, and as a result, there is a frenzy of anti-Muslim bigotry and hatred in the United States. The Muslims do not pose a major threat to the United States. On the contrary, the real threat to the United States comes from international Jewry. The Jews control Wall Street. the Federal Reserve, the media, Hollywood, and American foreign policy.
Thirdly, how did this get past you? Well, let me read. What does it say that they were being horribly maligned by these psychopaths? Can't you see it that way? Oh, well, he told you what he was really wanted to say, but he didn't go into the Jew. Didn't do the Jew bashing. You know, what's his name out there? Scott, let me tell you something. If you've stopped speaking right now, just I saw something yesterday, the Drudge Report, and I didn't click the link, so I don't know the details. But it's either now or very soon the Muslim population in America will outnumber the Jewish population in America. It either has happened or it's on the way to happening. But to deal with what he said, nobody here is indicting all of Islam or Muslims. This is, folks, this is, it's a large swath, I'll have to admit. The belief in the supremacy of Sharia law is where this is all centered. That's where all the vetting should be aimed. That's the threat. Islam in and of itself is not, but the idea of supremacy, Sharia law supremacy, that is and should be, it's not, it should be the target of our vetting. That does pose a problem. And as they continue to migrate to America and expand their numbers, the problem gets exponentially larger at the same time. Back here in just a second.
All right, so there you have it. He didn't address the fact that the Jews own the media, own the Federal Reserve, own Hollywood, own the banking system. Rush Limbaugh doesn't address that. He acts like that was not even said. He may have even wondered if that got out, because they cut the caller off, obviously. And he goes back into his stick of blaming the Muslims for everything. And, of course, he was ripping. I had listened to maybe 10 minutes before that happened. And he was ripping Chuck Schumer and his diversity enrollment lottery, or whatever the name of it is, that ridiculous absurdity. But what was the first thing he said? Snurdly, how did this get by you? This is the taboo. This is the subject not to be discussed. You can discuss anything else. You can talk about Muslims. You can talk about all this other stuff. But talking about Jewish power. And the statement that he made, that he saw a story, it was on Drudge. He didn't click on it. And it was the fact that the Muslim population is going to overtake the Jewish population in America. That is really inconsequential. It's irrelevant. What difference does that make? He had to deflect. He had to move on. He had to put this behind him because the genie had escaped the bottle briefly. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the alternative medium. Baron in the studio, and just to wrap that up, that was if you go, Rush Limbaugh has a YouTube channel, and apparently they put his show daily there without commercial content. So actually, his show is like 1 hour and 45 minutes. It tells you how much commercial time is there. But anyway, it's about 54 minutes is the start. It's actually 54 minutes and 15 seconds. But if you go, if you want to hear that or share it or whatever. 11-1-17 Rush Limbaugh Show podcast, 54-minute mark, and you can check that out or share that. Moving on, I wanted to touch on this again because it's just so nuts. This is back to the Las Vegas shooting massacre. Danny Contreras, an eyewitness to the Las Vegas shooting, who was a survivor who publicly claimed there were multiple shooters involved in the attack, has been found dead in an empty house in Las Vegas with multiple gunshot wounds. You can't make this stuff up. I have to share it. His body was found in a vacant home in the Northeastern Valley after a neighbor heard a man groaning inside a building and called 911. Police say Contreras was dead when they arrived at the 5800 block of East Cary Avenue near North Nellis Boulevard. The woman who called emergency service to the scene said she didn't hear any gunshots. The coroner confirmed that Danny Contreras died of multiple gunshot wounds and ruled his death a homicide. Now, Danny has become the latest Las Vegas survivor to die in suspicious circumstances or disappear in weeks following the shooting, disturbing. The dead witnesses all have one thing in common. They all provided information that calls the official narrative into question questions, and they were all ignored by the law, directly contradicting the official narrative that only one shooter fired on the Route 91 Harvest Festival crowd. Danny tweeted the day after the attack, saying he was lucky to be alive after he was chased by two gunmen. Posting on Twitter, Danny stood in solidarity with many of the survivors and insisted there were multiple gunmen involved in the attack. His tweet was retweeted hundreds of times. And just to give you a little bit of a rundown, you know, you can take this with a grain of salt. Believe whatever you choose to believe, because it's just amazing the stories coming out. John Billman, who was wanted by federal agents following the discovery of communication device in the hotel room of the officially identified shooter, Stephen Paddock, killed both himself and his disabled daughter in an apparent murder-suicide. Now, Chad Nishimura, the Mandalay Bay valet who parked Stephen Paddock's car, went missing in the days following the shooting. After giving an interview to a Hawaiian mainstream outlet in which he contradicted the official narrative and pointed out that Paddock didn't have many bags, certainly not enough to cart 27 automatic weapons. I thought it was 23. See, the story just keeps going different places. He said he didn't have enough bags to carry 27 weapons, thousands of rounds of ammunition, and modifications to his room. Nishimura has yet to surface. Unfortunately, the fate of other eyewitnesses is more certain. Kimberly Suchamel of Apple Valley, California, was found dead in her home hours after her husband left for work. She had given a very detailed account of what happened in Las Vegas, insisting there was multiple gunmen involved, claiming that the mainstream media was not telling the truth. Kimberly was planning on creating a survivors group to continue for a quest for the truth. Whether the series of disturbing deaths and disappearances are purely coincidental or whether there's something deeply sinister afoot has yet to be determined. But the response by law enforcement and mainstream media, in particular their refusal to address any of the questions that the informed public won't answer, is leading many to believe that there is a cover-up. And so I just wanted to share that. There's many other facets of that story that just, you know, are up in the air. I try not to be the first one to, you know, run down the conspiracy corridor, but there's a lot of unanswered questions with the Mandalay Massacre. And here's another aspect of it. This came out this past week. Now, this is the Las Vegas Review-Journal. A Metropolitan Police Department officer accidentally discharged his weapon inside the Mandalay Bay gunman's suite on the night of October 1st. Now, did you catch what I'm saying? This is the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and they're saying that when the police showed up in Paddock's room, one shot his gun off. Now, supposedly, Paddock had already committed suicide and was laying dead on the floor. But a police officer went in there and shot his gun. Now they've had to admit it. The police firearm went off inside the suite sometime after officers made entry, Sheriff Joe Lombardo said. But the round or rounds were not fired in the same room where gunman Stephen Paddock was found dead with what has been described as a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It happened and we're investigating it just like we do any other officer-involved use of force, Lombardo told the Las Vegas Review-Journal. No one was struck. It's unclear what caused the officer, who has not been named, to discharge his weapon. So I'm just throwing this in as more of the insanity surrounding this. They're reporting now, Las Vegas' own local media is reporting that the police fired a gun in one of the rooms by accident after they made entry and found Paddock dead. So, you know, I mean, I know accidents happen and blah, 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 but, I mean, just so many questions. And then, you know, I've seen the security guard. I've seen stories where he claims he was shot once, where they claim he was shot three times, where they claim he was shot six times. And when he showed up on Ellen the Degenerate's show, which is a comedian, or supposedly, it's not very funny, but anyway, you know, he's not limping, there's no visible bandages, he's not, you know, acting like he's sore in any way, and we're talking about someone who was just recently shot 1 to 6 times, you know, so I'm just saying, we'll probably, you know, we'll never really know the true certainty of what the heck happened there, but there's others doing a much better job than myself on covering the story. Now, the NewObserverOnline.com, if you're not checking out that website, a lot of information there. But this one about takes the cake right here. This about takes the cake. The British government is to reward up to 20,000 radical Muslims and ex-ISIS fighters who are returning from Syria and Iraq with welfare handouts. Priority in housing and jobs, putting them ahead of the white Brits so as to reintegrate them back in society to prevent terrorism, it has revealed. I mean, I'm jaded, and this story even blew my mind. An article in the Mail on Sunday said that the government's plan, officially known as Operation Constrain, will see jihadists returning from fighting in Syria offered taxpayer-funded homes, counseling, and help finding jobs to help stop them from carrying out attacks in Britain. So the idea of the sold-out British government is to bribe and pay jihadists that hate your country and give them housing, and give them welfare, give them priority, give them special privilege over the tax base. And in somehow framing this, that this will make them like us and not want to throw acid in our face and blow us up and run us over. I mean, this is tantamount, this is traitorous for any government of any population to actually reward those that want to kill you and then make the native population fund it. I mean, there should be a revolt, a revolution on an unprecedented scale, really all across Europe and America to boot, just for the traitorous actions of our sellout governments. And ungrate Britain, they just about take the darn cake. The strategy will even allow fanatics to jump to the top of council house waiting list, the newspaper added. Man, I've heard it all. Official documents, the report said, that up to 20,000 extremists previously investigated by MI5 will be targeted with what critics last night described as bribes aimed at turning them away from extremism. The program is due to start next year, the report continued, and will be paid for by the government's home office out of its 9 million dollar counterterrorism budget. The report went on to add that the intelligence agencies fear as many as 20,000 former subjects of interest, people who had been monitored but later dropped off the radar, could be plotting fresh atrocities. It is this group that will be targeted by the new scheme of bribery. I mean, this story, everyone that does a broadcast ought to cover this story right here. This is incredible. The taxpayers in Ungreat Britain are going to be forced to give top priority to extremists, to terrorists, give them housing, give them welfare, give them health care, in an attempt to try to bribe them from carrying out Allah Akbar attacks in their country. And of course it won't work. It's obvious that it won't work. They know it won't work. This is the way to entice them to come, just like Chuck E. Schumer's diversity lottery went to Uzbekistan and brought that mass murderer and 23 of his family members. It should be tallied up how much the taxpayers has had to piss away keeping these people up, waiting for them to commit these atrocities and kill American citizens. This is the absurdity and the insanity in which we live in, and none of your mainstream media, Lester Cuckold, Cucktod, none of these cover any of these stories. Well, they can't even do the world news unless they cover the Skankdashians. It is entertainment. It is folly. It is the omissions in what is supposed to be the mainstream media's world news is just incredible. But people are shutting it off. They have overplayed their hand. This Russian conspiracy, this extreme bias to crooked Hillary Clinton. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious, even to just normies that listen to the news and watch Fox News. They're connecting the dots of this extreme mass hypocrisy that's going on. And programs like this that these dumbasses in Ungreat Britain are perpetrating on the native population are going to blow up in their face. It's going to blow up in their face. That's why you see the rise of the Nordic Front. That's why you see the rise of these groups in Germany. They are fueling the coming backlash. And it has to come. It has to come. I don't think society in general is just going to completely roll over and accept this multicultural diversity destruction. I mean, you know, every time we see these situations like we just saw in Manhattan, this is diversity at its max. This is the result. This is the baked cake from the recipe. And what is the news media's answer? It's always the same. We need more of the same poison. What's our politicians say? We will overcome it. We will not let this stop us. We will continue. They're basically saying we will continue this program of the same poison. We need more of the poison. We need more diversity. We need to go get them from the four corners of the earth and bring them here and make our native population fund it. But at least, you know, Donald Trump is calling it out for what it is. But the title of this story, UK rewards 20,000 ISIS radicals with priority in housing and jobs, newobserveronline.com, and they're doing one heck of a job over in the European countries covering Germany, France, Ungreat Britain, and some of the news from that area that you never, ever, ever, ever see. I mean, the world news doesn't even cover anything, for the most part, that happens in Germany. They don't cover these acid throwings in your face. That's going on constantly, actually. And you can keep up with that on the newobserveronline.com. I think it was two acts of it this past week. It's so frequent that I don't even cover it. And I should. I've got a little story here, and we're going to play a little game. And the name of the game is, Can You Connect the Dots? Now, I'm just going to read a story here. It's by David Sims, National Vanguard. If you're not reading nationalvanguard.org, you're missing out on a lot of news of information. That's Kevin Alfred Strom. Also, Kevin Alfred Strom's podcast from last Saturday, I debated on playing it today. It's 26 minutes. I'm probably not going to get to play it. Off the Hook. Off the Hook, Kevin Alfred Strong podcast. Not today's. They come out on Saturday. Last Saturday. I mean, of course, you can go there and you know, you can see the older ones or whatever. But very interesting. Very interesting. Very deep mind. Also, they've been doing a series on Revelo Pendleton Oliver, which was news to me. And but I listened to the whole, I think it was 9 weeks they did. It's like 9 podcasts. Very interesting author that I was unaware of. There's so much information out here that, you know, you just don't know. I did not know about Revelo Pendleton Oliver. I think he wrote this book back about maybe 100 years ago. I'm sorry for not having more specifics on it, but you could gain some information by checking out that website. Now, next hour, I've got a clip. Hopefully we'll get to Mark Dice doing an excellent job covering the media. But this David Sims story, and I know the break is going to get me, but why are so many gun control laws proposed? Well, I tell you what, we will cover it on the other side of the break. You listen to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I tell you what, I'm going to switch up. I'm going to do a different story. And at the top of the hour, I'm going to run down a story on gun control, and we'll play the game, Can You Connect the Dots? But listen to this now when you think you've heard it all. NewObserverOnline.com again. German taxpayers will be forced to contribute $540 million, which is in American money is or in the U.S. dollar, in the U.S. fiat dollar, is $634 million towards three new nuclear weapon-capable attack submarines for Israel. Making the announcement, German government spokesman Stephen Seibert told a news conference that Angela Merkel's cabinet had approved the sale and will provide financial support for the purchase. The $2 billion deal is currently under police investigation over suspected corruption, and several Israeli public officials and private citizens have been questioned in the case. Suspicions about the deal were first raised in 2016 when it was discovered that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's personal lawyer represented the ThyssenKrupp Marine Systems local agent, at the same time raising concerns of a conflict of interest. Now, the ThyssenKrupp Marine System, that's the manufacturer. So Benjamin Netanyahu's personal lawyer actually represented the manufacturer of the nuclear attack submarines in this sale, which apparently is a $2 billion deal, but Germans are going to pay $634 million of it. I mean, it's insane. I would like to thank German Chancellor Angela Merkel and her government for the memorandum, which touches on a matter that is very important for Israel's national security, Netanyahu was quoted as saying. The three subs are in addition to the six which the Israeli Navy currently maintains, all Dolphin-class and nuclear warhead-equipped. Israel keeps several of the boats at sea on a rotation basis in order to be able to nuclear bomb any foes that Israel might decide, no matter what happens on the mainland. As revealed by the Jewish journalist Seymour Hersh in his book, The Samson Option, Israel's Nuclear Arsenal and American Foreign Policy, Random House, 1991, Israel maintains nuclear weapons pointed at all major European capital cities as a last option should Israel be destroyed. The insane policy, named after the biblical character who pulled down a building, killing himself and everyone at the same time, has long been established as a leg of Israeli strategy. The Samson option, and here Germany is giving them more nuclear subs. And of course, this is not ever reported in mainstream media. Jewish journalist David Hirsch's book, The Gun and the Olive Branch, The Roots of Violence in the Middle East, dealing with the Arab-Israeli conflict, he quoted Israeli military historian and theorist Martin Van Creveland as saying that Israel's armed forces, however, are not the 13th strongest in the world, but rather the second or third. We have the capacity to take the world down with us, and I can assure you that will happen before Israel goes under. Don't that make you sleep better at night? All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.